made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so godly proud to be connected to you, excited to come online and share with you every morning. It has been a blessing to my life, and I pray that it has been a blessing to you all, to yours. Just a few announcements. Listen, if you are anywhere in Atlanta on this coming Sunday, I would love for you to come and share with us and the Center of Hope Church family. It will be my birthday celebration. We'll be celebrating 24 years pastoring, 25 years in ministry, and my birthday is on the 17th of November, and I would love for you to come and be our special guest. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Today at 12 noon, I'm posting a video that I've been just announcing, and just today it's going to happen. I'm going to put it out there today with some special information on how you can be connected to our ministry. So come check us out this Sunday. I'd love for you to be our guest. Wish us well on our birthday and the ministry that God has put in us for 24 years. And also take a look at that video on Sunday. Let's pray. Father, you are awesome and mighty, and we thank you and bless you. We lift you high in all the earth. God, you do amazing things in our life. Father, things that we really don't even deserve. That's why we love you, God. You are incredible. You are phenomenal. And we lift you up, God. Thank you for life, for health, and for strength. God, thank you for doing what we could not do. God, nobody loves us like you do, keeps us like you do, holds us like you do, touches us like you do, and protects us like you do. So today, God, we bless your name. I pray now for all those who are connected to this call. God, I pray for their peace, their power, and their prosperity, God. And I pray that today is the greatest day of their lives. God, do this, and we will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So, family, listen, I'm in a series now at the center that I've got to share with you. We were, on this Sunday, 8 weeks away from the end of the year, and many people's minds are already turned toward 2017, and I wanted to share some things that you need before leaving 2016. There's still some good time in this year for God to do some incredible things in your life. So let me share the word of the Lord with you on today, just some spiritual things to still bless you in 2016. The book of Daniel chapter 3, I want to read to you verse 17. Book of Daniel chapter 3, verse 17. And it says, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. I want you to know that in 2016, our God is still able to do the incredible and the impossible. He is an able God. He's not a weak God. He's not a faraway God. He's not a blind, deaf, or dumb God. He is a God that intervenes in the affairs of men, and he is able. Jude 1 and 24 says this, now unto him who is able to keep us from falling. We have a God who is able to keep us from falling. Ephesians 3 and 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. I need you to hear that again. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. That means our God can do greater than whatever we ask and whatever we think. But here's the conclusion of this verse, according to the power that worketh in us. What we're believing God for has to match the spiritual power that works in us. What are we talking about, Wilson? I'm glad you asked. Faith and fear cannot coexist. You can't trust God and trust the elements more than you trust God. You can't believe in God and then doubt his ability at the same time. Doubt will defeat determination every time. So if you want to experience the power of this God that is able, you must operate in faith. So here, back to our core scripture in the book of Daniel, you find the three Hebrew boys. They got caught up, trumped up on some charges, getting ready to face the fiery furnace because they refused to bow down to the king's issues and wishes. So therefore, every now and then, you've got to stand up and let everybody know this is what God has commanded for me to do. Let me hurry on to the end. So they were thrown in the fiery furnace, not just a normal fiery furnace, but the fire was heated up 7 times greater. I want to tell you that the grace of God is not always what you get. The grace of God is not always what you're given. But the grace of God on your life is not even what you get out of. But the grace of God gives you peace in the midst of your storm. That's the grace of God. There are some things in your life you're going to deal with until you die. There are some pressures in your life that may never go away. But the grace of God is that no matter what's going on, you still have the power and the authority to continue moving with what God told you to do. So here you have these three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, tossed into the furnace. Furnace heated up 7 times hotter than any time before. It was so hot that the men that threw them in were killed by the heat of the fire. But I told you that the grace of God is not to always get you out. But the grace of God is to empower you while you are in it. I don't know who I'm speaking to on this call. You're in something right now that you wish would go away. Wish you would be healed. Wish the money would come. Wish you would get the house. Wish all of these pressures would go away. Family, I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you that the grace of God can empower you while you are in it. Keep your mind while you are in it. So here, these three Hebrew boys are in the fiery furnace. It was designed to destroy them. But the text says this, that when they got into the furnace, they were bound with their own clothes. They were tied up with their own stuff and thrown into the furnace. You got to get this. They were tied up with their own stuff. Many of us have been tied up with the things that we have, the things that we did, the things that we said, and now we're being thrown into the fiery furnace. So after going into the fiery furnace, you got to get this. The text says, and it burned up everything that was holding them. Sometimes you got to go into some things that you didn't want to be in that will free you from some things that you did. Oh, my goodness, I feel like running in here. Sometimes you got to go through some pressure that you don't want to go into to free you from some pressure that was in your life. The text says here that when they went in, the fire loosed them from what was holding them. There are some things that God is going to deliver while you're getting closer to danger. Let me close this. While in the fiery furnace, the king went back to look into the furnace, and he said, did we not throw in 3, but I see 4? What are you saying, Wilson? That the Bible declares that the Son of God met them in the furnace. My goodness. He is able not to just bless you where you are, but he's able to meet you right there in the midst of your sickness, in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your confusion, in the midst of your pain. Whatever you're going through, he is able and he will be there with you. Family, I'm living because I serve a God that's able. I'm alive within my right mind because I serve a God that is able. Before you leave 2016, get in contact, lean, rely on, pray to this God that is able to keep you from falling. Pray to this God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or think according to the power that worketh in you. You're not helpless, you're not weak, you're not worthless. There's power still in you. Family, he is able. Let's pray. Let's pray. God, I thank you today for this word. God, I have to be honest with all of those who are on this call that if this is fresh bread, I took the first piece for myself. It's good to know that you are able to do all things exceedingly abundantly, even above anything that I could ever ask or think. So, God, I pray and I share this word with this family on today, God, to let them know that you are able and that there are some things that we're going into that we can't avoid, some things that we won't be rescued from, some things that we're going to have to endure. But the blessing is to know that we don't have to do it alone. You are the God that shows up in the fire. You are the God that shows up at the worst times of our life. You are the God that shows up when we want to pull our hair off and lay down and die. You are the God that shows up and give us peace in the midst of the storm. And for this, I bless you. So, God, I pray that someone right now is being encouraged. They're going through some things. They're in the middle of trials. They're in the middle of storms. And they're wondering when you're going to show up or when you're going to bring them out. And this word today is letting them know you may not come out, but God is already in it with you. And if you did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I know you're able to do it for me. I know you're able to do it for us. So, God, I pray miracles upon those who are on this call. I pray that they feel your power even now, and they are encouraged. They're not waiting for a new year and new blessings, but they're claiming their blessings right now in the days that remain in this year. Father, do this, and I will bless you, and I will give you praise, and I will give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Family, I just want you to know he is able. I love you much. Post this video. It's going to bless somebody's life. Make sure you log on today, 12 noon, or go back and check out the video that I'm posting on 12 noon. I love y'all. You got to get out of here. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's children shall glory. And amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.